at the Martin College. I never missed a year, given $100. Come to find it, we were only paying last year $1,000, and I was paying $100. And so when the man came around here a while back, they were getting what they saw, trying to build up our standards, you know. Any, I wanted to still go on. He said, that's just too much now for you to do. And I didn't. I paid it was $100, you see, a year. And yeah. Now it's just, I believe he said, now I know, for $75, he said, for 3 years. I still don't feel good about it. I really feel like I should have gone on.
What's Martin College?
Martin College. Well, it's our church. It helps support it, more or less. And
you mentioned that you had several hobbies.
Oh, I love to gather stones, rocks. I'd rather. Oh, I just love a pretty rock. Well, that was, I guess, one of the reasons that I won first prize in the garden club. Then I love driftwood. I've gotten, I don't know how many blue ribbons on my driftwood. And I finish it up, and it's just, you just can't imagine the wonders of what you can take a piece of driftwood. I have a gorgeous piece on my library table in the hall that my niece, she said, Aunt Belle, I'm going to take that. Well, I said, now, Marge, if you want to, all right. But, lo and behold, I got blue ribbon on that. And just so many things, you know, like that. Rocks is my hobby. And my husband used to, we had bought a new Buick car. And everywhere we'd go, I'd see a rock that I want, a pretty stone. I'd say, oh, I want that rock. He would just stop. He never would say, oh, you don't need it. He'd stop and get it for me.
Yeah.
And one day we got so many rocks in that new car that we broke the spring. That just tickled him to death.
Oh, that hurt.
And I know he said before he died, he said, honey, I've gotten to where I love rocks just like you do. I didn't know what he did. He never would say, oh, you don't need that or anything like that. He just stopped and get it for me. And rocks are my hobby, I guess, now.
Okay. Now, where was your mother born?
She was born at Belvedere. That's still in Franklin County, you see.
Yeah. What about your father?
He was born here, too.
Are they sort of established families here?
Well, yes.
That's what someone mentioned.
I was a before I married.
Uh-huh.
And Sam is known because he, and George the Second, he won an award here just last year. I have his picture, you know, details, but being sick, honey, things are not as vivid in my mind as they were. And Sam now is finishing, he has a responsible job too.
Mm-hmm.
And his father is junior with the State Highway Department. I've really forgotten what it is, but they had these two sons. George William has, Homer Jr. has two daughters, three daughters, I guess. He hasn't any sons. But they live in Nashville, and he has a job with the, I can't think as well as I know. But anyway, he has a very responsible job with the state. He goes from one state to the other. And these sons, and these daughters that I am speaking of, they live in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how much education did your parents have?
Well, really, I don't know that I remember, but they were good. As you know, they always believed in things like that. Yeah. Back in those years, you see, it was all together.